Following the first of the year, the 114th Congress reconvened with Republicans in control of both the House and Senate. The full roster of the committees has now been announced, and Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to share an update.
Both on the House Ag Committee and the Senate Ag Committee, there's a large contingent of Cotton Belt members on both of those committees. Some of those are new members that were elected and are just starting their first term. It's very important that we have those on the committees of jurisdiction, and we work to help educate them on the priorities for the cotton industry going forward throughout this two-year Congress.
One of those announcements was on the Senate Finance Committee, which has jurisdiction over trade issues.
Senator Cornyn from Texas has been appointed chairman of the Trade Subcommittee, which will put him at the forefront of many of the trade issues that are going to be debated in the current Congress, including whether or not to approve trade promotion authority or a fast-track authority for the president to negotiate and complete free trade agreements, primarily the Trans-Pacific Partnership that is getting relatively close to a conclusion, as well as the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, which is the trade agreement with the European Union, which is still in the relatively early stages of negotiation.
Within Congress, there's a majority of the Republican conference that is positioned to support trade promotion authority for the president, although
there seem to be very few Democrats at this time that have indicated their willingness to support giving the president trade promotion authority. So it's going to require a significant lobbying effort on the part of the White House to try to convince some of those Democratic members to support TPA in order to move it through Congress. The committees in both the House and the Senate that have jurisdiction over trade issues have indicated they plan to introduce and move through their committees in the next few months the trade promotion bill. But again, it will take additional support from Democrats before they try to move that legislation through the House and Senate.